Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your community about local issues, and we would like to include your response. Can you be so kind to share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
What?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, this November, there will be an election for the U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very, somewhat, or not certain to vote?
Certain.
Very? Right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, poor?
I think excellent.
Thank you. Now, do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are too much, too high, somewhat high, about right, a little low?
Property taxes. We feel at the high, somewhat, what do you think? The high.
Do you think they are much too high, you know, given the quality of level of service provided? Somewhat high, about right, or a little low?
What's the service? Do you think, for what you get, do you think it's fine?
What?
What's the service you get from the property tax? How would you rate it?
Do you think the overall level of property taxes are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or a little low, given the quality and level of services provided? What's your opinion?
I'd say it's high.
Much too high or somewhat high?
Much too high.
Much too high. Thank you. Now, moving right along. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high pay and in demand jobs. Now, knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, can you please tell me if you will vote yes on this proposition or vote no to each of these following three bonds auctions? Now, the first one is auction one, a $750 billion bond at a cost of $1.97 a month in a higher property tax is equal to $23.61 a year for every 100,000 of home value, but will have some of the school building projects. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and option two, an $850 million, I'm sorry?
Oh, that was my daughter, I didn't say anything.
Okay, here's option two, a $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 a month, and yeah, 29 cents a month, the higher property taxes equal to $27.43 a year, at a cost for every 100,000 of home value, which we pay for many, but not all the new school building projects needed. Would you vote yes or no on the auction two?
Yes.
Okay. And auction three, an $850 million bond at a cost of $2.44 a month and a higher property tax equal to $29.31 a year for every 100,000 of home value, which will meet all the school building and other service expansion needs of the district. Would you vote yes or no on that one?
Yes.
Okay, and lastly on this topic, is the Cherry Creek School District say is it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expand space to meet demand for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay as a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, Would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Yes.
Okay, and following up, opponents to tax increase in ballot issues may say the following. Now, this the statement that you probably hear about this. Now, property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration, overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as a reason for voting yes. Now, can you rate each either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes or no to raise property taxes to fund projects and improve CCSD school?
That's
just the first one. Expected Cherry Creek Innovation.
It's the Bellican Center.
If you want me to stop, you let me know, okay? But if you're okay,
I'm
okay, now expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying and demand jobs such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
Okay. I'll come back and tell it.
Okay. Now, right. Despite recent increase in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 school. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Very, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Okay. That's very persuasive. Are we about finished? Are we about finished, sir?
Yes, ma'am. If you can give me just one more minute, I will speed it up so I can use all the ones you already answered. Now, adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be better and be safer, more productive learners. Same questions, same options.
Okay, yes.
Somewhat persuasive, very, or not persuasive at all?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Same questions, same options.
Okay.
Somewhat persuasive, very, or not at all persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, and school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair and require full replacement in the future. Same questions, same options. Somewhat, Barry?
Well, Grandma didn't know where you were.
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, yeah, CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status in one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of the neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Very.
Okay, and passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teachers and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competitive neighboring school districts and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet student needs. Uh,